C.W. Hammonds presents The Baby Stars in Kitten Hollywood, a Jack Hayes baby burlesque. Directed by Charles Lamont. At the Swelligan Pictures Studio, Tiny Tots line up at the casting office to receive their paperwork. Shirley is at the end of the line, carrying a huge trophy emblazoned with the legend, First Prize, Bathing Beauty Contest, Donut Center. When Shirley arrives at the casting office, the attendant closes the window in her face.
I won a beauty contest.
The attendant opens the window. Later, Shirley uses her trophy as a pail as she scrubs floors on a movie soundstage. Looking up, Shirley sees a pint-sized actor in a cavalry officer's uniform pacing back and forth on the stage beside her. Shirley shakes her head disapprovingly. Impatiently in front of his assistants. He throws down his beret.
Why isn't there a Snobbo here? I must have Snobbo! Get me Snobbo! Yes, sir, fine, sir.
A messenger knocks at Freda Snobbo's dressing room door, then enters.
Hi, Miss Snobbo. The company has been waiting on the set for 3 weeks.
I think I'm too tired.
The messenger frowns.
Great, my peppers, they surely are killing me.
Back on the set, Shirley sashays toward the director.
How about me? What's your name? Morley Sweetrick.
Morley, huh?
You know the part? Backwards. Okay, dress her up, quickly.
As a little boy leads Shirley to the wardrobe department, a porter approaches the director.
You all autograph my book?
The director obliges. When he returns the autograph book, the porter stares at the signature. It's an X! On stage wearing a glittering costume, a feather boa, and a big diaper pin. Swiveling her hips, she crosses the stage toward the director.
Okay. I'm ready, camera.
Shirley hurries onto the set. The film crew is captivated by Shirley's performance.
Looked on us below with folded hands. It seemed to say, we'll miss you if you go. So I was back to kiss him, and when I looked around, the room was singing love songs and dancing up and down. And now we're both so happy because the lost was found. That we just couldn't say goodbye.
When Shirley collapses in tears on a nearby couch, the cavalry officer walks on stage.
Dolly!
Shirley throws herself into his arms, and they kiss. As the kiss continues, the director checks his watch. When the kiss ends, the officer's mouth is smeared with lipstick. He blinks dizzily.
Darling, lay with me.
Shirley shakes her head.
But I offer you riches, untold wealth. Ah, no. All it glitters is like gold, of my husband and my child. But my love for you is driving me sorrowing. Kiss me, my sweet. No, no, leave me your oily-tongued rascal.
Overwhelmed with grief, he leaves. The director gives Shirley a huge bouquet of roses.
You are wonderful. You'll be my new star. Oh, Mr. Director.
The hangers-on chime in.
A new discovery. Amazing. Stupendous. Muscle.
The cavalry kid returns.
Just walk over to the office. Walk as you say not. I must have a Rolls Royce and a maid at once. And here, boy, hold these.
She gives him the roses and stalks off with the director.
So you're gone, Hollywood. You better wait till the public see your picture for your old heart, yeah. Of all the nutty days. Boy!
Furious, he throws the roses to the floor. Kid Grumman's Prologue Theater.
Oh, this is the greatest convention in history of Hollywood. The world's premiere of Bum Stumblebum's greatest masterpiece. The most magnificent, stupendous, colossal epic that the screen has ever known. That's tearing the theater in pieces. The calling out the police deserves. Thousands are trampling each other in a mad rush. A bit of lace, a piece of ear, an eye, a tooth, anything.
The box office is deserted.
Oh, here comes Clark Stable. Say a few words to the folks, Clark. Hello, everybody. Hello. Thank you, Clark. Folks, that's Clark Stable talking. Don't forget matinee. Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Shirley arrives at the opening.
Hello. You're flopped. You're on my picture. Sure, it was her fault. She can't act. He's a ham all right.
The director and his lackeys turn up their noses and walk away from Shirley. Her cavalry co-star steps to her side and crosses his arms smugly.
Well, nobody came. My career is a failure. It went flippity up just like that.
Never mind, darling. You could have career as my wife. I love you. Will you marry me?
Will I have to do any scrubbing?
I should say not. Certainly not.
Later, Shirley gently wields a scrub brush as they wash their baby together. The End. Educational Film Exchanges Incorporated.